The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This past week I saw two statements. One was on the internet. The other was by Pope Benedict XVI. He was traveling someplace. And I'll start with his statement first. He said that the Catholic faith is not about increasing in numbers, but about increasing in faith. This is what we are about. The other statement from the internet was about a Catholic school in England, and the headline was, It Begins. It Begins. What was the story about this Catholic school in England? Well, the administration of this Catholic school finally conceded that with a 95% school enrollment of Muslims, that they really weren't a Catholic school anymore. And so they turned the school over to the Muslims so that they may run this school. It begins. Islam is the fastest growing faith in Europe. It's happening in England. More Muslims go to mosque on Friday than Anglicans go to church on Sunday. Last year at this time I was traveling in France. We went on retreat to Ars. That's the town where St. John Vianney was from. He was pastor of there, the Curie of Ars. And so priests from all over the world came there for this retreat. After the retreat, my priest friends and I toured a little bit of the countryside. We went to a shrine in southern France, the shrine of Our Lady of La Salette. Beautiful shrine up in the mountains. And while we were looking around, I blurted out, and I regretted it, mainly when I said it, I said, the Muslims are going to love this place. The fastest growing faith in Europe. What can we do? What can we do? Well, it has to do with the readings. What is the readings about? Well, the first reading is about Jerusalem. The prophet Habakkuk, in the year 600, is complaining to the Lord. Why? Well, because Babylon has just invaded them. They've taken over the holy city. They've entered into the temple and destroyed everything. And so the prophet is saying, Lord, what's going on here? We're your people. There's violence everywhere I look. What are you going to do about this? This isn't supposed to happen to us. And so the prophet hears this back from God. I'm kind of paraphrasing this. The Lord says back to the prophet, you brought this on yourselves because you were not faithful. You did not uphold your covenant that I made with you. And so I'm going to allow the Babylonians to punish you. And that's what happened. The Jewish people were taken off into exile. For 70 years, they were taken off into exile. And God told the prophet, this is for a time. There's a purpose here that you may learn a lesson. And in time, the Jews were allowed to return back to Jerusalem. It was also at this time that the prophet Jeremiah said, again paraphrasing, that God is tired of making always covenants with you. He'll make one more covenant with you. A covenant that will last forever. And 500 years later, this is what happened. Jesus came into the world to establish the covenant, the new covenant. The covenant not just with the Jews, but with all peoples. The covenant has to come into this world by faith. And so the disciples were here listening to Jesus' words, trying to be good disciples. And you hear them ask, Lord, increase our faith. I think as I meditated on this verse, I picked up a hint of, just a hint of whining. Lord, increase our faith. This is hard. Make it easy for us, Lord. It's hard being a disciple. What does Jesus say? What master of a household says to his steward who's come in from a hard day's work, go ahead and rest, I'll take over. No. There's other things to do. If you're a steward, you're a servant, there's no rest for you. There will be rest. It will come the time where he says, I'll prepare something for you. But until that time, you have to work. You have something to do. And I think this is the message that we can get from our own Pope. Here he is, 85 years old. And what is he doing? He's going around different countries, preaching the gospel. Last week he was in England. First time a Pope had been to certain shrines. The Pope went to England and he reminded the people of England, for 1,000 years you were a Catholic country. For the last 500 years, however, England was very anti-Catholic, violently anti-Catholic. So it was a very special moment for the Pope when he went to these shrines to remind the English people of their heritage, of their faith. He even went to Westminster Abbey. What happened in Westminster Abbey? Well, 500 years ago, Sir St. Thomas More made his wonderful witness before Parliament. The witness that that England belonged to the Catholic Church and not to the King of England. And for that, what happened? He had his head cut off. So here now the Pope is in Westminster Abbey, reminding the English people of their heritage, of their return to the faith. So what is the Pope doing? He's doing the hard thing. It reminded me of a incident of my priest friend who passed away 3 years ago. During the 60s, he was in the army and he had an opportunity to go to Vietnam, but it didn't come up. He went to Germany instead. But he told me that in boot camp, every morning before breakfast, after assembly, they went on a 3-mile run. Every morning, 3 miles. And then he said, nobody could complain. And I said, why? He said, because the drill instructor ran those 3 miles backwards. He ran it backwards, going up and down the squad, yelling at the men, trying to get them in shape, giving them encouragement. You're doing something hard, I'm doing it harder. This is what our Pope is doing for us, I believe. Asking us to do the hard thing. And so what have you done? What are you doing? Are you saying 1 decade of the rosary? Say 2. If you're saying 1 rosary, say another rosary. Are you doing some mission? Try to do a little bit more. Do the hard thing. To realize that all of us are called in one way or another. Each and every one of us, we have an apostleship. We have a discipleship to take charge of. That each and every one of us have an opportunity to spread the faith, to spread the gospel. And that comes through our actions. But not our actions alone, huh? It comes by way of grace. And this is what St. Paul is trying to remind Timothy in the second reading. If you notice the second reading, there are verses that were skipped over. This comes up every so often in the lectionary. I've taken a task usually to read those verses skipped over, and I surmise a few things. Why have they done this? Well, one reason is usually it's a hard saying of Jesus, which makes me kind of wonder, why don't we want to tell people the hard sayings of Jesus? But in any event, this is what St. Paul says to Timothy. He reminds him, I imposed my hands upon you. I laid my hands on your head to make you a priest. So be a good priest. Not cowardly, but strong in the Spirit. And then he says, Jesus saved us and called us to a holy life, not according to our works, but according to His own design, and the grace bestowed on us in Christ Jesus before time began, but now made manifest through the appearance of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, for which I was appointed preacher and apostle and teacher. On this account, I am suffering these things, but I am not ashamed, for I know Him in whom I have believed, and am confident that He is able to guard what has been entrusted to me until the day of resurrection. Well, St. Paul isn't telling that just to Timothy, he's telling that to us too. Yes, having faith is hard, it's difficult, but we have grace to help us. We're not alone. And so Jesus, telling this parable to the disciples about this master and steward, must be kind of smiling to himself, because he knows he's not going to just be running backwards. He's going to Jerusalem. He's going to take on our sins on the cross. He's going to do the very hard thing by dying on the cross. Well, none of us will die that way, huh? But we are called to follow Him. We are called to be disciples. We are called to follow Jesus. And then when we're done, do we pat ourselves on the back? No. What should we say? What Jesus tells us. When you have done all that you have been commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what we are obliged to do.